Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there, Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the weekly podcast, Take Two. I just did about 10 minutes of a very cool podcast, and it was brilliant. And you're not going to get to hear it because enormous flocks of large white birds. Now, if you're listening to this in another part of the world, you probably haven't encountered Australian cockatoos. And a whole bunch of them decided to set up shop outside the window, and the podcast that I was doing, I have a great team here that does all the editing, but even them, even those guys with their ninja skills would not have been able to fix that. So I want you to imagine an incredible life-changing podcast that would have fixed every problem you have. Just imagine that. Hold it in your mind, because this one will be almost as good. You know, it'll be almost as good as that one. So welcome to the weekly podcast. I'm sitting here looking at an amazing view. I'm doing this one from home today, and we have an incredible view out over the mountains here, and it's coming into winter. Things are getting cold. I was up again. I know this people think I'm mad, but I was up this morning at 4 a.m. Did some reading, jumped on the bike at 5, and had a great ride this morning. And like to get those things done early. And if you're the kind of person that listens to the weekly podcast, then you're definitely the kind of person that's always looking to develop and grow. And it's just my experience over, you know, 15 or 20 years now of you know, wanting to grow and develop, that getting those things done early in the day, getting exercise done, getting reading and time for, you know, for meditation, prayer is really crucial. So that's a big free tip. That's not a new one. I can't claim that, but just one to file away, that making time for those things early in the day is really crucial. So welcome aboard. You may have seen an email from me yesterday where I mentioned that I'm going to be releasing a daily YouTube video, and I'm going to put the link under this podcast. So if you, wherever you're listening to it, come back and click that link, and you can see the sample, and you can post a comment on what you think about it. And the comments have been awesome. We had 20 comments within, you know, just a few minutes, and thank you to everybody that commented on that. And, you know, it's just something that we're lucky that we've got a great studio here and a great team, and I'm not traveling as much. I'm very selective in my speaking engagements now and where I go. So I wanted to still be connected to people, and I just, you know, wanted to offer this this new concept of a daily YouTube video, and it's only going to be under 50 seconds. So, you know, we're all busy, and I wanted to give you around 8 o'clock each day. It'll be an automated system where we just send you an awesome message, 50-second video message once a day. So let's see how it goes, and if it's too often and you find yourself getting overwhelmed with email, let me know, and we can look at scaling back to every second day. I think weekly is too long. I think, you know, I wanted to give you something just to, you know, sometimes if your day starts, you know, and it's, you're just having a rough time, sometimes just one simple idea, and I wanted to try and give you that each day. You know, 365 days a year I'm going to do this. So we film them in blocks, and, you know, I'm going to run this for years. So can you imagine some of the things I'm going to have to come up with interesting stuff? You know, the series is called How to Live Well with Jonathan Doyle, and I'm the guinea pig, a bit like if you followed any of Tim Ferriss's stuff, his second book, The 4-Hour Body, he was like, you know, he was the guinea pig for everything in his own book. And so I was just thinking yesterday that it's a huge privilege to speak to you and to for you to give me your time to listen to this today. And gosh, so many times I'm just like, you know, am I living this? Am I, you know, and you know, the one thing I keep coming back to is, you know, no, am I, you know, and if anybody listens to this and thinks, man, you know, Jonathan's life must be amazing. Look, I have a fantastic life. I really do. I have fantastic kids, a great marriage, and, you know, we work at it and we're not perfect, but, you know, my life's really awesome. But the thing that I do know is I'm not there. And I have had a whole bunch of great people over the years help me, real people and people through books and all sorts of stuff. And but I'm on the journey, and the thing for you is be on the journey. You know, there's no end point in this life. You know, it's just, are you growing? Are you developing? Because if you're not moving forward, and I think I did a podcast on this a long time ago, that if we're not sort of, you know, growing, then you're going in the opposite direction. There's no stable midpoint where you just stay the same. You'll feel like you're staying the same, but I can promise you that if you ain't growing, you're going backwards. So Let's press into this week's weekly podcast. What I wanted to do this week is talk about a really simple idea. When I first say it, you'll hear it and go, well, that's really basic. But like most of the stuff I do, I want to unpack it with you. And the concept this week is around listening and about paying attention. Now, a few weeks back, I did a podcast on mindfulness, which I'm sure you will remember. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to mindfulness in the podcast. It's a really good one. But, you know, what I'm suggesting is, and I've said this to people a lot in business contexts, I find myself saying it to business colleagues probably almost once a week. You know, I'm lucky that I'm really exposed to some of the best people in the world in terms of internet marketing, social media. You know, I'm always tracking and talking to and interacting with some really, you know, dynamic people in that space. And, you know, you look at someone like Seth Godin's work, and what we're learning is that, you know, in the developed world, most of us, we all want more money. I mean, no one says I've got enough, but we're not, you know, fighting to provide the necessities of life in the developed world. You know, we have money. Many of us, you know, have enough to get by. And I'm arguing that, you know, the real commodity now, one of the real commodities is that, you know, look, advertising and marketing companies don't necessarily find it hard to get people to spend money. I mean, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But, you know, with the right message and the right strategies and stuff, you can get people to part with their cash. But what advertising and marketing companies know is the much bigger journey, the harder task, is the task around attention. And what I'm wanting you to understand today is that people's focus and attention and your focus and attention is a commodity. You know, it's like money that you spend and you only have a limited amount of it. That's why it's such a privilege to do this podcast, because of all the things you could be doing in the world, right now, you're spending your focus and attention listening to me. And it's something I never take for granted. And you can tell that by the sincerity in my voice. Now, so I want to position you to realize that you have this finite amount of focus and attention. And the next thing I want to alert you to is that you're living at a moment in history where we do know that your focus and attention is more fragmented and more under threat than it probably ever has been in world history, because, you know, the reach of media marketing, social media, internet, email, billboard advertising, radio, there are so many things that just constantly bombard your attention. You know, it's one of the reasons I love golf, you know, and I'm lucky to play it every day at one of the best courses in the country. And I stand out there, even yesterday, I just found myself standing out there just in this silence, you know, and I never take the phone to the course, and because it's a pretty, it's a good course, you know, you're not allowed to take mobile phones out of the car park. And, you know, I realize that I need these times of having my attention back, of not being so fragmented. So that's the first point to think about, is just realize how many things are impacting on your attention, and also realizing that your attention is a commodity that you own. So what I want to do here is talk a little bit about how you spend that focus and attention. And what I'm going to suggest to you is, if you're anything like me, you can find yourself going through the motions sometimes when you're listening to somebody. And, you know, the great sort of poem that was found in St. Paul's Church in Baltimore, I hope you've heard of it. It's called The Desiderata. And I really hope you can look that up. It's something that, if you haven't read before, I'll just write it down so I can spell it to you properly. Desiderata. It's D-E-S-I-D-E-R-A-T-A, The Desiderata. And it's just this poem that was found, and it's really powerful, but it makes this great line where it says, "Listen to the dull and ignorant, for they too have their story." And I'm not saying anybody's dull or ignorant. What I am saying is that, you know, when you find yourself having to listen to somebody, you know, do you really listen? Do you really pay attention? Are you really, you know, are you missing some of the key conversations and moments in life where lack of mindfulness and lack of realizing that you have this commodity, this span of attention, is meaning that, well, I think two things are happening. One is that we're probably not honoring people. You know, every single person on the face of the planet is, you know, made in the image of God, right? And when you're talking to somebody or you're listening to somebody, even if you can't stand them, you know, this is an individual human person who will never exist again on this planet. And they have dignity and value and worth. And one of the things we've got to remind ourselves of is just, you know, just that concept. On one of my other websites, I posted a great story where a while back I was rushing around, and I took the kids down to the car wash, and I had the kids with me, and it was all crazy. We're having a lot of fun. But I was pretty rushed, and I suddenly realized when I got to a hardware store that I'd lost my wallet. And I was just, you know, just realizing that I must have lost the wallet back at the car wash. Now, the thing was, the guy running the car wash was the scariest, dodgiest looking guy. He was just like, looked like he just got out of prison. And where does my brain go? It's like, okay, this guy has obviously stolen my wallet, and he's now buying Louis Vuitton bags and, you know, Manolo Blahnik shoes and stuff because, you know, he just stole my wallet. It was interesting when my mind went straight away, and I drove straight back and I'm talking to him, and he's like, no, mate, haven't seen it. And, you know, later in the day, I rang up again and I rang the car wash and I spoke to the same guy, and I'd forgotten something. I'd forgotten that when I pulled up, when I first went to the car wash, I jumped out of the car with the kids and I said hello to him. And I just said, hey, how you going? You know, and I can't remember if I asked him his name, but I remember talking to him for a couple of seconds. And when I rang him back later in the day, you know, I said, oh, g'day, mate, my name's Jonathan. I rang up, you know, I was there before earlier, I lost my wallet. He goes, yeah, I remember you. And then before I could say anything, he goes, you're the only person that's ever said hello to me. I mean, think about that. I don't know how long he's worked there, but he was like, you know, day in, day out, he's there, and no one had literally even said hello to him. And you think of all the associations, and I had the associations too, didn't I? I'm like, I look at this person, I think, oh, you know, they obviously stole my wallet. You know, it turns out, you know, 2 weeks later, they hadn't stolen my wallet. It was at the hardware store. But, you know, what I'm getting at is that we bring all these associations to our interactions with people. And if you want to live an amazing life, let's start to join this together. Join together what? You know, join together the fact that your attention is a commodity and you've got to be mindful about how you spend it. Put together the fact that every person you're interacting with is somebody who, you know, has enormous value just in themselves, and we need to give them our concentration. So I want to give you a couple of examples. One is that I have a fantastic mentor, somebody who's had a huge impact in my life, you know, with the exception of, you know, one or two other people and maybe Karen. This person's had a huge impact and has, you know, really been a great source of knowledge and direction for me. And I was talking with her yesterday and she was going through some principles for me, and I kept thinking to myself, concentrate, concentrate, listen, concentrate, process. And I really took this commodity and I spent it in that interaction because it was a rich interaction and I knew that I wanted to get the most out of it. And I came back and I put stuff in my diary and I journaled it. And even this morning, I sent them an email and I said, look, here are the points that I remember. Can you clarify if I missed anything? You know, and people go, that's obsessive, man. Do you do that with everybody? I go, well, no, of course I don't. But when a conversation matters, when something's crucial, you know, be mindful, really spend your attention. And, you know, often people say that when they meet a celebrity, they meet someone famous, they meet, you know, the President of the United States or the Dalai Lama. You know, how many, I don't know, is it just me, but how many times have you heard a person go, oh, you know, and they talked to me and they were so focused on me? You always hear that story that often when people meet, you know, famous international figures, you know, they used to say it about people like Bill Clinton, and don't get me started on Bill Clinton and some of the other stuff he did, but they used to say that if you walked into the Oval Office, no matter what was going on, you just had this sense that every bit of the focus was there. Now, I reckon any good psychologist would tell you that that's a bit of a confirmation effect, like you probably go in there expecting that to happen, or it's just you're overwhelmed by the circumstance. Maybe it's that, but maybe it is partially that some people who have really made it on the stage of life, have really made a global impact, are people who have learned that, you know, whether it's a shop assistant, whether it's, you know, the guy at the car wash, or whether it's the president, you know, where is the focus? Are you really giving people your focus? And I guess what I'm selling is that the more fragmented our attention becomes, the more that people who can concentrate and listen will be people who I think really get ahead and get a name for being great listeners. I mean, you know, being an amazing listener is a real skill. And the other example I wanted to give was yesterday, and I know many of you don't have you not yet realized that golf is the greatest game in the world. But if you do, I mean, just bear with me in my golf stories. But yesterday I had a golf lesson with a fantastic coach, Mark Brooker, Mark was just a great coach, and he's got some great philosophies around teaching and learning. And, you know, he was taking me through a concept yesterday, and I can promise you, we were talking about the swing arc, which means nothing to everybody who's listening. But, you know what I did is, while he was talking about the swing arc, I can promise you, for some reason, my brain went somewhere else. I think I was 2 days in the future or somewhere in the past, but I know. And he just turned to me and he goes, do you understand what I mean? Now, normally I just go, oh, yeah, yeah. But I just went, I just looked at him blankly and went, no, sir, I don't. You know, I just was honest. I went, I just missed it. And, you know, he is such a good teacher that he stopped and he took me back through the principle, which I can now recount really clearly because I had to learn it a second time. But in that training session yesterday, I was aware of times of great concentration and a couple of times when I didn't concentrate. So, you know, if you want the most out of life, if you want to get the lessons from the people that can teach, then you're going to have to shift up a gear in concentration and listening and being mindful of it. And like, you know, most of the time, all you need is mindfulness. You just need to put this idea down somewhere. You need to listen to it a couple of times. You need to just put it in your diary. You need to make a note somewhere. You need to stick it on your bathroom mirror for 7 days and just concentrate, mindfulness, listening, paying the commodity of respect and attention to everybody, and especially ramping it up at key moments when there's really important times of learning. So this is a bit of a longer one. I've unpacked it a fair bit there, and I hope it's useful to you. It's definitely useful to me in the last 24 hours. So that is the weekly podcast. Please, as always, share it with friends. I can't remember if I asked you at the start to do that, but social media is huge. If you just grab the link and put it on Twitter and say to your friends, hey, check out this great podcast, it brings people to the site. If you're listening to this from somewhere else, hopefully you can sign up on the site. Just chuck your details in there. I don't spam you. I simply send you an email once a week to let you know it's ready to go. I'm not selling anything. I sit around thinking, you know, I'm not selling anything here. Everything's free. So enjoy it, friends. Everything's free. You know, I think going forward in the future, I'm going to be building some more, some more options. I wanted to look at one thing I may be doing in the future is opening up a kind of small, exclusive kind of coaching circle where I'll take somewhere between 10 and 20 people and we'll have a private membership area and we'll start working with each other. And I'm not a life coach and I'm not going to tell you how to invest your money. I'm not going to tell you to move to the other side of the world, but I think it'd be great to have a space where a smaller group of really committed people could start to share ideas with each other. And I'd love to kind of facilitate that. So keep your eyes out for that. Keep your eyes out for the upcoming videos. Post a comment here. Shoot me a tweet. Hit me on Facebook. I've joined Instagram recently and I just crank out a lot of stuff there. So if you're a social media junkie like I'm becoming, then I'd love to see you on social. But please share the link with friends. Shoot me any questions. I love it when you guys shoot me questions with a topic. So if you're listening to this now and there's some area of your life where you're stuck or you have a question, then you can email me direct, just reply to the email that this came in. You can, you know, private message me on Facebook if you don't want, you know, if you've got some issue you don't want to post publicly. But I love it when I get a challenge and I get to go away and really work on it. So thanks again for the privilege of your attention this week. I've really enjoyed doing this one. There's a lot in there. You might want to listen to it a second time. Get back on that treadmill at the gym. Get back on your bike. Put it on your iPod. Go for a walk. And it'd be great to hear from you in the coming week. But I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast. Go down now and click on that link to the sample video. I want you to have a look at that for me and give me your reply. Have yourself a great week and I'll speak to you again very soon. God bless.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.